Welcome to the 2 Minute Disciple Podcast with your host, Nick Euler. 2 minutes of discovery leads to a lifetime of following Jesus. Hey, everybody, welcome to the podcast. I'm Nick, and I'm so glad to be here with you. We are getting into a rhythm of reading scripture together, and now we're on our 16th day, and that means that we're taking our next step forward, and our next step forward is into Matthew chapter 16. So today we'll be reading from Matthew chapter 16 in the Common English Bible. The Pharisees and Sadducees came to Jesus. In order to test him, they asked him to show them a sign from heaven. But he replied, "At evening you say it will be nice weather because the sky is bright red. And in the morning you say there will be bad weather because today the sky is cloudy. You know how to make sense of the sky's appearance, but you are unable to recognize the signs that point to what time it is. An evil and unfaithful generation searches for a sign, but it won't receive any sign except Jonah's sign." Then he left them and went away. When the disciples arrived on the other side of the lake, they had forgotten to bring bread. Jesus said to them, "Watch out, be on your guard for the yeast of the Pharisees and Sadducees." They discussed this among themselves, and they said, "We didn't bring any bread." Jesus knew what they were discussing and said, "You people of weak faith, why are you discussing among yourselves the fact that you don't have any bread? Don't you understand yet? Don't you remember the 5 loaves that fed 5,000 and how many baskets of leftovers you gathered? And the 7 loaves that fed 4,000 and how many large baskets of leftovers you gathered? Don't you know that I wasn't talking about bread? But be on your guard for the yeast of the Pharisees and Sadducees." Then they understood that he wasn't telling them to be on their guard for yeast used in making bread. No, he was telling them to watch out for the teaching of the Pharisees and Sadducees. Now when Jesus came to the area of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the human one is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said, "And what about you? Who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Then Jesus replied, "Happy are you, Simon, son of Jonah, because no human has shown you this. Rather, my Father who is in heaven has shown you. I tell you that you are Peter, and I will build my church on this rock. The gates of the underworld won't be able to stand against it. I'll give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Anything you fasten on earth will be fastened in heaven. Anything you loosen on earth will be loosened in heaven." Then he ordered the disciples not to tell anybody that he was the Christ. From that time, Jesus began to show his disciples that he had to go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders, chief priests, and legal experts, and that he had to be killed and raised on the third day. Then Peter took hold of Jesus and scolded him, began to correct him. "God forbid, Lord, this won't happen to you." But he turned to Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stone that could make me stumble, for you are not thinking God's thoughts, but human thoughts." Then Jesus said to his disciples, "All who want to come after me must say no to themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. All who want to save their lives will lose them, but all who lose their lives because of me will find them. Why would people gain the whole world but lose their lives? What will people give in exchange for their lives? For the human one is about to come with the majesty of his Father with his angels. And then he will repay each one for what that person has done. I assure you that some standing here won't die before they see the human one coming in his kingdom." This is a great chapter. It reminds us of who Jesus is and why he came. That he came to suffer on a cross. He came to die in our place. But not only that, he came to raise from the dead. He was bringing his kingdom here to earth. And it's interesting that he asks his disciples, "Who do you say that I am?" And his disciples, you know, they start rattling off what everyone else has said. But he says, "What about you? Who do you say that I am?" And Simon Peter steps up and says, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And that statement right there is the foundation of our faith. I still remember the day that I got baptized and repeating that. That Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. He is Lord. He is King. We live under his reign. It's interesting because I feel like Jesus sometimes was just scratching his head at his disciples. Because he's like, you know, in one breath they get it, and in another they don't get it. You know, it's like they hear what Jesus is saying and they're they're right with him, and then other times it's like they're totally dense, you know, like, oh, he's talking about yeast? We forgot bread, didn't we? That's why he's talking about that. Or Peter coming to Jesus and saying, no, you'll never die, Lord. You can't do this. And so Jesus' response is interesting because he says, get behind me, Satan. So Jesus was focused on what he had to do, and he stayed focused on that, and he called his disciples to follow him through that. Then Jesus said to his disciples, all who want to come after me must say no to themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. I love this. Say no to yourself. That is such an important concept, is being able to say no to yourself and say yes to Jesus. And that's what we are called to do every day. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for loving us. Thank you for Jesus. And thank you for his kingdom and his church that he has built. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you guys for joining me today. Can't wait to see you guys again tomorrow.